Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Me, Jeff Ticehurst, 7 till 9, it's the Vinyl Frontier. Thanks to Dale again, excellent show. Anyone who can go from the Ting Tings to comedy to trance in half an hour, that's my kind of guy. Tune in from 5 on a Tuesday if you're around. Definitely well worth it. Thank you.
You activated all recordings in me, and at the same time activated the recordings in yourself and transferred them to another machine. A glimpse of wisdom, such wisdom in gusts, drifting down a windy street, half buried in sand.
Okay, we're going to ease into things a bit. Don't want to go too mad too soon. Bit of Cold Cut going on now, 1997. Track is called Rubiat. Special show tonight, a celebration of life, Peggy Butcher, Grandma, not sure she'd be too keen on the music, but she'd be very supportive. I'm sure I get a little foot tap later on from some of the 70s music. Grandson's on the radio. How has that happened? What's not to love? Nationwide show this evening, right the way from West Yorkshire to Cambridgeshire, covered the whole land. just needed Canada tuned in, which Becky's not texted me, so that's not happened. Shame, could have been worldwide. She's here. I am officially worldwide. Welcome, Becky. And Chloe. It gets better. The numbers increase. It's almost in double figures. Absolute stunner from Royksopp. So easy. Okay. Time for a little bit of trip-hop. Get your musical genre lesson. DJ Crush from Japan. Trip hop, so called because it's hip hop speed, no vocals, very trippy. After this from DJ Shadow, the absolute king of trip-hop. Trip-hop really dates me, by the way. It was an early 2000s thing. It isn't a thing anymore. So there we go. After DJ Shadow, into the 70s. Some very, very nice 70s funk, if I say so myself. After that, bit of disco house, why not? Into some old school electro, finishing off with some club classics. DJ Shadow, this track is called Changeling. It's from his groundbreaking album, Introducing. This is the 25th anniversary remaster. First released in 1996. One of the first albums put together pretty much all from samples. He just went through his entire record collection, sample beats, bass lines, grooves, everything sampled. To long-time listeners, Steve and Gary, S11 in Sheffield. Mr. Wu in Canada. Thanks for tuning in. Tobias Wu, full name. the absolute dawn of the 70s here, Herbie Hancock. Such a groove when this kicks in. This is a 1973 album called Headhunters. So Herbie Hancock is the band leader. Brings everyone together, keeps everyone in time. But he's the guy on keys. Spent many, many weekends listening to this in Cambridge with Adam Hurst. Obsessed. Particularly with the drummer. He's so tight, it's insane. Live in a studio, it's just insanely tight. Thank you. time to pick things up a little bit. Don't really want the melatonin to kick in and everyone goes to sleep. Just to clarify, you take melatonin when you go to sleep, not to go to sleep. For this one, a track called People Say by The Meters. Kind of like one of those tracks you just feel like you've heard.
Ooh, they're robbing, and the
to one of the absolute pioneers, Donald Byrd. Before this album, he was very much freeform jazz. This is 1970. One track of a four-track album, and most of it's jazz, apart from this track. It's kind of thought to be one of the first proper funk records. That's him on sax. To Sheffield Live, The Vinyl Frontier, 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Mixing live on vinyl. Most of it looking pretty clean tonight. That's good news. Aware that in 2 minutes' time the football kicks off, audience will be decimated. If only I could live stream the game in here. Cambridge too. Tell he's a jazz musician, can't you? It may be funk. It's very jazzy. He does get a little bit carried away. One more 70s tune after this one. Finishing on a high. The absolute king of funk, Mr. James Brown. Donald's finished on his saxophone. He's winding down. He's back. Norwich just scored direct from the kickoff or something. Concentrate. So this is actually not a James Brown record. He's put together a band. He's called in the JBs. And Narcissistic. Basically, he would record sessions. Be in the studio with him, like a bandmaster. Really strict. And he essentially got everyone to just play to their absolute 10 out of 10 best. And it sounds,
you know what?
Like,
when I hear a groove like this groove,
listen to him, you can hear him directing the band at various points in this track. We'll they just have to follow what he's saying.
I believe, hey, Brad Thomas, brother, I'm getting ready to wave y'all in. You know what? I feel so down. I need to get down. In order for me to get down, I got to get in deep. In order for me to get down, I got to get in deep. Need to get in deep. Dog the D. Down D. Funky D.
Told everyone to change chord to D, so they do.
Get on down, Morgan Lamp. You like D? That make him think about making the big M. Look here, look at that. Is you over there? We better sing one verse first. All right. What we gotta do? Gotta have a funk. chilling.
Okay, let's take things up a gear. Bit of disco house. So called because it all samples disco. Who'd have thought? Starting off with a bit of Canadian disco house. The best kind. Paul Jacobs. From the incredible Aquarius recordings out of Toronto.